Good afternoon, everyone. I guess if you're a photographer and you're on social media, about the only way that you don't know about the release of the Adobe Creative Cloud products is if you're out shooting somewhere completely away from civilization or living under a rock. But anyway, Adobe has released the Creative Cloud versions of all of their products. And I am a Creative Cloud subscriber. I'm not going to go into the detail. I've already kind of talked about and shared on social media that I do think, at least for me, the Creative Cloud is financially a great thing. It gives me access to things like After Effects and Premiere Pro that I've wanted, but I just simply couldn't afford. But all that aside, the thing that has gotten to me today is there's been blog posts and social media posts by some pretty famous and really well-known photographers that are complaining that the release of Photoshop CC just didn't have everything in it that they thought it should have. And I think part of that comes because we've always been used to having major version releases. So when you went from CS4 to CS5 or CS5 to CS6, there were always some just really earth-shattering changes in those releases. And there, frankly, in my opinion, there are some in this. The camera blur reduction looks pretty cool. I haven't used it a lot, but it looks like that's going to be pretty good. But kind of the whole point of what Adobe announced that they wanted to do with the Creative Cloud was not have to wait for these 18-month upgrade cycles to push these new features out. They wanted to be able to roll them out incrementally. So with that said, I'm happy that we got the Photoshop CC version out, and I'm not disappointed that it didn't have more stuff in it. Now, the real test will be if over time, if we do see these incremental updates and these incremental feature enhancements. So if after 18 months of paying for Creative Cloud, if I've upgraded to the amount that I would have by doing a regular major up or release cycle, if I've gotten those kind of new features in that 18 months, then all said and done, everything's working out very well. So I think only time will tell. I think it's kind of short-sighted for people to just come out immediately and say, because this doesn't have everything in it today, it's not worth doing. Again, it's up to everybody to make their own decisions. But I'm kind of the opinion that there were some nice enhancements in this. And hopefully, and we'll see as time will tell, if after the next year to 18 months, we've got the equivalent of what a major upgrade cycle would be for this. And it'd be nice to have those on a much faster rollout than having to wait 18 months. I remember back when the Content Aware came out and just how almost hard it was to wait for the Content Aware stuff to actually drop and be available. So anyway, just my opinion. You may or may not share it, but in any case, I hope you all have a great day, and we will talk again soon. As always, you can follow me on my website, scottwoodphotography.com, or if you click on the blog there's links to all of my social media sharing. So Google+, Facebook, Twitter, they're all there. So scottwoodphotography.com, and click on blog.